Now more than ever, we need you. I know things have changed so dramatically over the past 60 plus weeks. There's a new you in you, and it's you that we all need. We can't give up on this planet. It's not going to heal itself. We've all got to come together and rebuild what we think we once had. Maybe that's what we need to do. Redesign the new what we have. Unplug because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. It's extremely difficult for me not to see the image of a midwinter's forest. The floor is always damp to wet. The trees are sticks stuck feet first in a giant bowl of Carolina clay. As cleared as the limbs appear to be, I still have trouble trying to find the red-tailed hawk and the very patient owl. For that matter, even the deer blend in perfectly, unless they move. My eyesight misses the picture. You see, as humans, no matter how ugly the world may look right now, have we evolved into being better hiders? To not be witnessed? To fade into the background away from other people's judgment? It's quite possible the human ego won't let that happen, though. We want the attention to belong. We look for the ways to sway into somebody else's ideas. The pandemic hasn't stopped us. Look at what it's doing. We're all out there saying, I'm okay, I'm okay. In sight and sound, it's nearly impossible to patiently wait in silence. Wolves are looked upon as being silent watchers. They view the planet beneath the brush. Now, I don't know about you, but I know a lot of people that pretty much live underneath a rock. Is that one and the same? Where would this forest be if it could take a selfie? What if trees had thumbs? Would we find their feelings on Twitter and Facebook? I think one of the things that I've loved so much about this COVID crisis, the lockdown, and then the rebirth of the human mind, body, and soul, is that the animals have been with us the entire way. I mean, I thought I was a silent watcher before, and I could see the red-tailed hawk and the beautiful owls, the rabbits, the deer, everything that lives inside this forest in South Charlotte, North Carolina. I thought I once could see them all. But not as bright as they are today. Because somehow the COVID lockdown changed the way that I view things. Take note of. I see, I feel, I hear. What about you? Are you shoving that to the side because it's more open for you to roam the streets now of your city? Or is it open? Do you fear that opportunity to go out there and collaborate, to be part of the community? I still run into people out there on the front line that won't stand anywhere near me at all because they call me a carrier, because I'm on the front line. They think that because I spend so much time in the public eye that he must be carrying something, and they hold it against me. Some won't even talk to me, but I can shoot my smile through my eyes and I acknowledge them. We're in a growing time. We are the first generation post-COVID-19. Yeah, it's very rampant around the world, but we're still the first generation. If you could hide, where would you hide? And if you are hiding, where are you? And what happens if you're not really hiding? You think you are, but we still see you. I love the idea that the writer on that particular day in February of 2021, and by the way, today's date is May 6th, 2021, so several months have gone by. I love the way that he actually thought, what would happen if trees had thumbs and they could take selfies? Would they post their emotions on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram? It seems like that's what we do. We don't want to sit back and just watch the world go by. We want to be so far out there that we think we are the reason why time flies. It's an interesting place. There's a lot of growing taking place. More importantly, there is no place better than this place where we stand today. How we handle it is based on one thing, your choice. That's it. That's all you own today. It's a choice. What you do with your choice depends on what your choice is going to be. If you ignore the choice, then maybe you weren't in the right place at the right time. Hi, Meryl. These aren't my words. These are the lyrics from Billy's Forest.